Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets, will continue the calls on the Mets and their pathetic display last night. If they have enough to hang on here, 4 games to go in the regular season, 1 game lead over both the Reds and Diamondbacks, who also lost last night, but both those teams own the tiebreaker. As for the Yankees, BT, this is where it gets exciting to me. All the trash talk from the Blue Jays, their announcer, all that nonsense from Toronto was looking good until about a week ago. And now, all of a sudden, the Blue Jays have a problem. They can't buy a win. The Yankees are clearly in their heads. See John Boy and George Springer when he did the breakdown. Springer complained, oh, they just want to give the division to New York. No, they don't, but you're going to cough it up because the Yankees are going to come get it. And the Yankees earning their way, beating the snot out of some of these bad teams, but also even more importantly, beating the good teams over the last month or so, winning series, slowly chipping away. Here we are. They're finally tied. Okay, Toronto has a tiebreaker due to head-to-head. 4 games to go. The Blue Jays have 1 more with the Red Sox and then 3 with the Rays. Yankees play the White Sox and then the Orioles. You tell me what you think. I think the Yankees are going to win this division, and it is going to be the sweetest division win in quite some time.
I think they're going to win it, too. And as I said many times, I haven't really thought that until the last day or so here. Look at this, man. Loss, 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 win, loss, loss. That's what Toronto's done their last, 8 games? And they're just not hitting. I mean, you go back, 1 run, 0 runs, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run. I mean, that is amazing. So, you know, they've lost their way, and whether it's Springer's reaction, some of the comments, yeah, it would be very sweet. You see Kirk getting thrown out from right field last night. That's awesome.
I did see that.
That is awesome. Now, here's where it gets very interesting, okay? And I don't want to assume everybody knows this. You and I were talking about this during the break, but I want to make sure everybody knows. So, obviously, a little different format. You have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. That's the wild card. 2 of the 3, it's 2 out of 3, obviously. All 3 at the higher seed. That's basic stuff. But where it gets interesting, If the Yankees can win the division, and I'm with you, at this point I think they're going to. If they can win the division and bypass the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday situation, well, now you're going to have Fried obviously ready to go game 1, which will be Saturday. Both the American League and the National League Divisional Series are on Saturday. But let's say Toronto somehow wakes up and they win the division. Well, you would have Max Fried going on Tuesday night in game 1 of the wild card,
yeah,
which means with game 1 of the DS being Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're going to pitch them on 3 days rest?
No.
Exactly. So how this complicates their ability to structure the staff, and then that would impact Rodon, who would go on Wednesday, and then that would impact his divisional start. So it's not just getting rest, But it's more importantly setting up the rotation.
Yeah, and to me, even more important, not playing the Red Sox. Like, that's the most dangerous. If I look at the postseason format, now, the Mariners, I think, can be a legitimate opponent. I don't know if I wouldn't. I wouldn't pick them over the Yankees, but they are at least a legitimate opponent with their pitching, with the season Raleigh's having, and wouldn't that be a series?
No, Aaron Judge and the
Yankees versus Cal Raleigh and the Mariners, so that could be some fun potentially down the road. You know, a little history there with the Yankees and Mariners dating back to whether it's 2000, whether it's 95, all that stuff. Anyway, so
95.
The most dangerous series to me is always going to be the shorter series. So a best of three against the Red Sox with their pitching, which, especially the way the Red Sox have handled the Yankees this year, that would frighten me. They could avoid that and get the first round bye. Let the Red Sox go have their way with Toronto and see who comes out of that series.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to play both of them. You have to play one of them potentially down the road. So that is a huge advantage. I guess the only question would be, is it too much rest? Obviously, you're off the entire week, Monday through Friday, and before you get going in game one. Most teams, if not every team, would sign up to have that and deal with it. But we've heard from, I talked to Terry Collins about this quite a bit. He thought that sweeping the Cubs in 2015 hurt the Mets' momentum going into the World Series a little bit.
Okay.
So there's momentum as a part of it. But, I mean, come on. You'd rather play one fewer series and get everything in order the way that you wanted in the division
round. I could see both ways, you know, especially a sport that is streaky, like baseball. You know, you're in a good zone. You want to get back in that batter's box and keep it moving. You're not. That little respite could actually, you know, re-trigger something and kind of reset and recalibrate and, you know, do some work behind the scenes and get you back in gear. I don't know the answer. Everybody's different. I think that it's probably better to have the rest because of the bullpen. Yanks bullpen's been going, you know, even though their starters, Freed's giving you length, Rodon's giving you length as well. But, you know, the more rest you could get there, I think that that's advantageous. Also, like, if it is a Seattle coming in, just say Seattle, that's a 2,900-mile trip across the country, which means that's an extra couple of days they're out of their bed. I can make a case both ways, but what I want to ask you this, and this is...
Seattle would be the... Let's just say the Yankees win the division. Right now they have a game lead on the Mariners for the 2 seed. I'm just trying to do the math here and project it forward. Let's say the Yankees win the division. Seattle would be the 2 seed, so they both would get byes, which means they wouldn't play each other to the championship series, right?
Let me see. So division
These
winner.
Formats.
Right now it's the 4. Right now the Yanks are 4-5, okay, right. with the Red Sox.
Right. So assume they win the division.
If they win the division, they would go to 1. Seattle would stay at 2. Right. You're right. They would not play each other in the first round. That would be the Tigers or the Guardians or the Red Sox.
In the division round.
Yes, correct. Correct.
The Yankees would get the lowest seed, right? Remaining, I think, it reseeds.
Yeah, they would do that. Every year it's different.
Yeah, but all these things I used to know.
I know.
I mean, come on, I knew them better than I knew my own name or my family's names.
Well, they keep changing it.
I know. The seeding, the reseeding, all the sports, it's impossible to keep up. But it used to be 1 through 8. Okay, here we go. You
can basic stuff.
Certain things. Or baseball, obviously, just the division winners, and there you go. Even with the wild card, it was pretty simple math when you just had the one wild card. Anyway, point is, the Yankees, like, now, to me, they're in the driver's seat.
They are.
With their schedule being tied currently. Four games. I'd rather be the Yankees right now, even without the tiebreaker, than I would the Blue Jays.
I think I'd rather be the Yankees right now more than anybody else in baseball. And this is what you were asking me yesterday. Like, who would you want to change places with? You know, because the Yankees are playing great ball. They're healthy, knock on wood. You got a chance to, you got the easiest schedule that's out there. You know, you got a team that you're trying to chase, and now you've caught them. You don't have the tiebreaker, but you've caught them. And that team is playing horrendously in Toronto. They've lost their way. So a lot of things, you know, the Yankees, top of the rotation, is pitching amazing. Mm. So here's my question, though. So I go both ways. I know my answer, but I want you to answer this first. Let's say the Yankees go into the Sunday game against the Orioles this Sunday. It's a 3:05. Everybody starts at 3 o'clock, as we know, on Sunday. And if the Yankees win, meaning the tiebreaker is already baked in here, if the Yankees win that game, they win the division.
Okay, how many days rest is free? Who's pitching that game right now?
Well, that's where I'm going to go. So right now it's Rodon tonight. Okay. And the weather's going to be an issue tonight, so we'll see. So Rodon tonight. Tomorrow, they haven't announced anybody. I would imagine it will be, I would think, Will Warren, I would think. Right now, it's Schlittler Saturday and Heel on Sunday.
No, so it would be short rest for Freed, right?
It would be short rest for Freed.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, but would you not do it because of the short rest?
Yes.
Okay.
And two reasons.
Yeah, this is where I was going to go.
One, I don't think that they need him. Two, I would not do it with the short rest. Now, The counter is that, oh, you're saying like if they didn't win.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's why I want to talk through this. There's a lot of decisions that got made.
I would not do. I think the fact that it would be short rest makes it an easy decision for Boone.
Easier.
Yeah. I would not do it because I think they could get by the Orioles without having to go to Fried, and it's just too much risk there if you don't get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they could beat the Orioles too without Max Fried, but right now Luis Gil would be the starter, and... And we like Luis Gil, but he's also had some bounce with control this year. And, you know, I mean, no safety doesn't go out there and walk three or four guys in the first inning or two.
But don't you
and
think,
the Yankees are down 4-1. You got problems.
Don't you think there's a difference between going for the division and having Max Fried start that game on short rest against the Orioles?
I do.
Like that's not... They're going to go for the division. That, to me, is an extreme.
Well, but then you're not really going for the division. I don't think it's an extreme. I mean, many pitchers have gone on short rest here. Now, I'd like to do a deeper dive. What is his track record on the shorter rest?
Save that for the postseason, though.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. But this is where I think it gets complicated. So, and I don't think that they would move him up, by the way. I think that that's what they would do.
Right.
All right? But now... If you were to move him up and you were to get extra aggressive because you want that extra week and all the other things that we talked about, and you lose that game, well, now you don't have Max Fried for game one of the wild card.
Yeah, which is why
and that's
never.
The reason why I wouldn't do it. Not that it's short rest or I could beat the Orioles without Luis Gil. If I'm Aaron Boone, there's no way in hell that I'm going to put myself in a vulnerable spot where if we don't, and Baltimore's a major league team, it's no guarantee that you win. Mm. If you don't win, I'm not, he wouldn't pitch the entire wild card series.
Yeah, no, you.
There's no way.
He can't pitch. So, and I'm sure that didn't they already say that with Talking Yanks, with John Boy? Didn't Boone say that?
They talked about it. I don't know if it was fully confirmed.
They lined it up to the point where he wouldn't be pitching that final day free.
But did they follow up? Did they ask what we're talking about now?
Like, I don't know. I'm sure they did. I know you. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they did. So I don't think it's on the table.
No, but it's a good question to ask. I mean, it's not like it's a day of rest that separates two. Like going, and again, I wouldn't do it neither with you, and I don't think the Yankees would either.
3 days rest, right?
Yeah, but I mean, think about this, Sal. If you have a chance to lock down the division and let other teams beat each other up and waste their pitching, and you get to chill for a week, you can't tell me that it shouldn't at least be considered on the lowest level.
Problem is, there's no guarantee for me. The risk at now, if it were a more difficult opponent, like I would value winning the division that greatly. That okay, it would be a consideration. I just because it's the Orioles. Like, come on.
See, I don't look at it that way at all. To me, it's either...
Yankees at home against the Orioles but in to a must-win spot to win the division. You think they're going to lose that game?
I don't think they're going to lose. No, but I mean, you could. Yeah. I mean...
If they do, I don't believe it's going to be because... Like, it's not like Heal, who would start that game otherwise, is going to be that bad. And even if he is, you go to the bullpen, like you have a quick hook. But I don't think they're going to lose that because of Heal. They lose it because they're not going to hit enough or whatever.
Yeah, I just wanted to present it for everybody. Because, again, I think that they'll do what we want them to do, which would mean don't get too reckless here and risk, you know, not having Fried for the divisional round. But it's something to think about.
John is calling from the Bronx. What's up, John?
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to thank you guys for doing a great show each and every day. Hands down, the best show on The Fan. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're well deserved. I also want to thank you both for voicing the collective frustration with New York sports. I'm a Yankees fan. I don't take their success for granted. The Knicks are finally shaking off the Isaiah years. But the Jets, the Giants, the Nets, oh, my God, it's depressing. When I hear Sal today say he's losing hope that the Mets are going to make the playoffs, it pisses me off. It's not fair. New Yorkers, we deserve better. It's terrible. I mean...
Let me just be clear, John, in case you didn't get the message. It's not that I'm losing hope. It's that I think this team is dead in the water and have been for a week. That's how I felt. So it's not about hope. I think they're done, dead, whatever you want to say. There's no way the Mets are making the playoffs.
No, you had hope last week. You had hope last week. No. We're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. And
no, two weeks ago, yes. Last week, no. After, and thank you for the call, John, and thank you for the kind words. And I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, we could all use, like, I mean, the Knicks have been good and at least exciting, but even they at the end have disappointed. The Jets and the Giants have both been awful collectively for far too long. The Mets have been inconsistent at best, and that's being nice over the recent years. And the Yankees have really carried the bulk of the success in this town for many, many, many years. But No, I just, to me with the Mets, it was not about hope or belief. It was always about, okay, I thought that this team was good enough to hold off the Diamondbacks, Reds, or Giants. You've seen what happens with the Giants. They've already fallen out of it, so the Giants are done. So that part of it was right. I just thought the Mets would win a game or two more, and that just hasn't happened. I mean, you know, I was having belief, BT, or reason to think that they were going to make it before they lost eight in a row. It was in the middle of that, and then just kept losing and losing and losing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw enough, and then you do the math projecting it out. That's where I lost the idea that they were going to go to the postseason.
No, I get it. Listen, I've sit here every day with you, and I think that you've been surprisingly pretty balanced throughout all this. I really do. I don't think that you've been all over the map. I'm surprised. No, not surprised, because now I know you well enough where, you know, I think if 2 years ago I would have been surprised. But no, I think what you've said has been consistent. Like, I don't think that you've been ever too high with this team or too low. I think that the lowness has been earned.
Yeah,
quite frankly.
Well, the problem is, one of the reasons why I feel like I was more measured this year than years past was because of what we saw a year ago. The way the sport is in itself, like the regular season, unfortunately, doesn't mean as much. So when I was quick to bury the Mets a year ago, they came back and get to the NLCS. If I see that, how could I then again say, well, the Mets are going to win the World Series because they're the best team in baseball?
Yeah,
or the Mets are done
because
they went through a bad stretch. So I was letting it play out. But ultimately, it's gotten to a point now where you have to look at this realistically and say, who the hell, and I was for a week, who the hell is going to pitch? That includes Tong, who had one good, one bad in the final 10. That includes Peterson, who I would have never run out there again, but they did because they had to, and he got beat up again.
Yeah.
It includes Holmes, Mania. Like, do we need to go on? Senga, who couldn't even get out of the minors
to
come
back.
It's almost everybody outside
of
the
plane. I just don't really agree with John's assertion about the overall feel of the sports scene, because I think that the Jets and the Giants have made it much worse than it really is, because we love football. And we want to talk about good winning football, and then there's always a problem. Now, Jackson Dart thankfully gives us a ray of hope, and hopefully Aaron Glenn and the Jets could beat the Dolphins, and maybe, you know, the schedule is going to soften up, and we get at least the remnants of a season here. But if you really step back and you think about it, until both teams are eliminated, right now the Yankees and, you know, I will just provide this little fact. And the Mets have a chance to win a World Series this year. You know, the Knicks are on the short list to win a championship and at the very least get to the finals. You know, the Rangers, I know that they hit the reset button a little bit here.
Now do the Jets and Giants.
Well, no, there's not much to do there, but the Rangers.
Dark. I mean, Dark's going to be excited.
I know what I'm saying. Like, the Rangers have given their fans, and this year will be a little different, I think, but the Rangers for a couple of years knocking on the door. They won the President's Cup and St. John's. I know that everybody doesn't watch college basketball, but St. John's is going to be top five in the AP poll. So is it really as bad as John made it sound, or is it just that the Jets and the Giants are so bad that it makes everything else kind of lower than it should be? That's what I think.
I think we have a lot more teams than everybody else, and there's a lot more losing than everybody else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll do some football later on. Tony Richardson, former Jet fullback, Chief Hall of Famer, or a Ring of Honor. And I can't tell the difference with those. But anyway, Tony Richardson, former fullback in the NFL. He'll join us in studio coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk some Week 4, some Jets, some Jackson Dart with him. Before we did that, I wanted to just clarify one thing, because we were talking about it matter-of-factly, like everybody knew about the trash talk from the Blue Jays, but then I was getting texts that, hey, can you explain what you're talking about, because not everybody knows that. Okay, well, I will explain that then. Number one, Buck Martinez, who was a current Blue Jay broadcaster, he called the Yankees flat-out not a good team. That is a quote, and was referring to the fact that they rely on the home run, their inability to win without hitting home runs, suggesting a lack of offensive diversity, fundamentally flawed, blah, 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 but went on one of these rants in a Blue Jays broadcast game that basically called them not a good team. The Blue Jays manager took issue with the Yankees when they were stealing signs, and I don't even know if I would say took issue with them stealing signs or relaying messages. You've seen this, BT, dancing off of second base, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
They're doing
arm up, arm down.
John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, said, quote, they were relaying, they're good at it, Major League Baseball knows the Yankees are good when they have something. Now, he also said the Blue Jays got to do a better job of not giving anything away, but inferring that the Yankees are good when they have something. And then, and this is my favorite part of it, I guess after the Blue Jays swept, I forget the details. Hoff, do you have the proper details here? After the Blue Jays swept the Yankees earlier in the season, one of the Blue Jays broadcasters was on the set with a broom.
Yes,
I think he took a shot at Michael Kay or something.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And then Kay rightfully nailed him with something like, I'm not a fawning fanboy, I'm a broadcaster, and said something about that. I also wouldn't be taking bows in June, whenever it was that they swept him. Let's see how it plays out. Woo, you know. Yeah. I mean, you actually literally know Michael Kay. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
But even I know that he's...
He's sensitive with certain things. Oh, no, he is. And when he fires back. No, he'll tell you he's sensitive.
No,
he
is. But he's waiting.
Oh, yeah.
He's waiting for the Yankees to complete the sweep, or to complete the division win here, and then going to take a rightfully so, victory lap at the expense of the Blue Jays and their broadcasters. So Kay may want this division more than the Yankees, but those are three examples of how there's a little bit of bad blood or maybe trash talk from the Blue Jay side toward the Yankees.
Yeah, and good that everybody's up on that. It's kind of been, you know, dripping in throughout the season, a little drip here, a little drip there. I mean, listen. And the Blue Jays, I would tell them to act like they've been there before, but they haven't. You know, it really is a group.
Right, but
I know they don't know how to act yet. They don't know how to hit either. And we just run through the stats before. It's like 7 or 8 games. They've scored one run. Their offense is absolutely broken right now. Here's the thing, though. So, like, if Kay wants to dance on their grave, if and when we get to that point. See, to me, he can't do it until the Yankees win the World Series. If they do, because then he leaves himself open, like, all right, let's say the Yankees win the division, Toronto plays the wild card, Toronto gets bounced, Kay dances on them, look at you, and it would be good radio, because he's pretty good when he wants to let it rip, he lets it rip well, and then the Yankees lose in the League Championship Series, or they have a World Series, and they're booting the ball around, then Toronto parachutes back in, and they get the last word.
Fair enough, but it's just, this is, to me, specific to the division. And catching the Blue Jays, who had the lead all the way until the final 4 days of the regular season. I know what you're saying, but you can say that about any trash talk. Like, this is specific to the division. Nothing beyond that. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see how, you know, Boone's sensitive to it too, as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's his team. He wants to get revenge on the Dodgers. So I bet you he's rooting for the Dodgers in the World Series. Let's go get a little rematch, and this time we'll see how much trash they're talking, how bad we are, and this and that.
You could tell. Listen, Aaron does a good job of keeping his emotions in check. Otherwise, not when he's berating umpires. I mean, other than that.
Right. He definitely keeps his emotions under control, BT. Sure.
No, but I mean the other stuff. Like, he bites his tongue a lot. You could tell that, you know, because we've had conversations with him off the air, and we know that, he was pissed. I mean, what you say on the air is going to be a little bit different than what you say off.
For some. some.
Yeah, for some. Yeah. Well, that's true, for some. And I think that there's no, he is a proud man, as all baseball people are, baseball lifers, and the Dodgers were dumping on him. I mean, basically said, your team can't catch, you can't run, you're a mess. And if you take pride in your job, which he does, and Aaron Judge does, and other Yankees do, you don't forget that stuff.
This one for the division, though, would be sweet with all that trash talk from the Blue Jays, different parts of it. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Larry in Howard Beach wants to talk about his Mets. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, guys? How are you? What's
How are
up,
you?
BT? What's up, Sal?
Hey, Larry.
Sal, one thing with your uncle and everything, living in the moment, just tell him, as a Met fan, I am living in my moment, and that's misery and torture right now.
Yeah, okay, right.
just one thing, guys, before I get on to my point that I want to bring up. You guys were talking about the reseeding before. Luckily, you know, lucky if we do get in the playoffs and whatever, but they, in baseball, they don't reseed. So, like, it's set in stone, because if you remember last year, the Mets were the sixth seed, and they wound up playing Philly, which was the two. So that would be like, say, 1-4-2-3 plays in the next round.
I see.
So it doesn't reseed, you're saying?
No,
there's
it
brackets?
Doesn't.
Oh, right. Baseball has the bracket now. See, that's why. Right, yeah. I forgot. Right. So it has the bracket here. So what would the...
Right,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, because like I said, if you remember last year, the Mets were a six.
Right.
Philly was the two. And the Mets didn't play the Dodgers, which were the one until the LCS.
Yeah, and right now the Dodgers are three, Mets are six. If the Mets get in, they would the winner of the Dodgers series would play the Phillies at the two.
Play the Phillies.
Yep. See, I don't like that. Yeah. I'm all about reseeding, and thank you for the call, Larry. I don't think that's right. I would rather reseed than have the brackets. Like if you're, because it also hurts the team. You're penalizing the team. Would you pull up that bracket, BT? MLB.com?
I think MLB.com. I got it in front of him. What do you need?
No, I'm just curious. It also penalizes the teams that are in front, not just the team from the lower half of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're rewarding, let's say in that case, the Mets, who are the sixth seed,
yeah,
who got to play the two seed as opposed to the one seed, and you're hurting the Dodgers, because they then have to play the higher seed as opposed to the lower
seed. But you're also helping out the one seed, theoretically, by having a quote-unquote easier matchup in the first round. Because think about it, if you're the one seed, would you rather play the 4-5 winner or the 3-6 winner? Generally, the 3-6 winner is going to be better. So
why can't you just reseed it and then they play the lower seed remaining?
No, you could. No, I get you. I would even take it so far as I'm a proponent of reseeding the NCAA tournament. Like, I think that reseeding good philosophy, because that's a true barometer. Like, if it's a 4-5-6 month endeavor to get a top seed, as it is in all these sports there, don't you think you should reap the rewards throughout?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the logistical nightmare there, plus there's so many teams.
Well, like, the travel will be a big issue. Yeah, I'm saying logistical would be a concern. But, yeah, I mean, but again, if you're the Brewers right now, who are the one seed.
So that means, I'm sorry, BT.
Yeah.
So the Yankees then, let's say they win the division, they would be awaiting the winner of the most likely
Red Sox Toronto.
Bingo.
Correct. Rather than the Guardians, who are if let's say the Guardians beat the Tigers, Guardians right now with 3 seed, Detroit 6.
Right, but also rather than the Tigers, who were the 6 seed, like, or whoever the, it could, let's say the Astros.
Yeah, it could go the other way. It could be the 6 seed, so you could benefit. Yeah,
well,
you could.
The Astros get into the 6 seed. You're telling me as a Yankee fan, you wouldn't want to face the Astros, who are the worst team in? You have the number 1 seed, the Astros, let's say they upset the Guardians in this hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
You instead would face either the winner of the Blue Jays or Red Sox versus the Astros. That's nonsense. That's not right to the team or in the number 1 seed.
Well, is it not right because we know what we know, and there's rivalries and there's histories that, like, I mean, is Toronto? I know what you're saying. I see it both ways.
Yeah,
I do.
The 6 seed is supposed to be the worst team in. Sometimes it's not, but
yeah. Well, do you want to face Schuble twice? I don't. In a 7-game series,
right.
No thanks.
But I'm saying it might be the Astros. The Astros could still catch the Tigers. So.
Yeah. No, I understand that. And listen, would I rather take on the Astros? Yeah. Number one, the Yankees play well in Houston. Number two, you know, one of their best hitters is out, Alvarez, and you know the Yankees have played pretty well again. They just beat them 2 out of 3. I think the problem with this stuff, Sal, is like year to year, the circumstances are so fluid, and not just to take the easy way out, but no matter what Major League Baseball did, I think 1 year would seem fair. I think the next year it could seem unfair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Too much going on with the other football games. Obviously, the baseball stuff. It could come down to the final day, whether it's the Yankees trying to win the division, whether it's the Mets trying to clinch a playoff spot. So just too much chaos. But really, it is appealing to me, the idea to go out there and be with the dude. It's going to be the most energetic. Like, for me personally, it's maybe the most excited I've ever been for a Giants game. I was at the Super Bowl, but I was rooting for the Patriots years ago, Super Bowl 42. So, you know, this is going back, it's back many years ago, obviously. But now, you know, since the Daniel Jones stuff, it's been bad.
Since they opened the stadium.
Yeah, MetLife Stadium, I know. This has been, you know, this to me, who knows how the hell it's going to turn out here. But this to me is the most exciting time from my perspective with the New York Giants to see what Jackson Dart could do and if he could change the entire feel about what goes on with that team moving forward. And we're going to get, it's not just going to be determined 1 week. This is going to be the whole rest of the season.
And he sounded confident yesterday. I like what I heard there. He sounded like he was in charge. By the way, you talk about this weekend. I know you're not as into it as I am. The Ryder Cup is going to be absolutely nuts out of Bethpage.
I have zero interest in that.
I'm all over it.
I'm actually sick and tired of the like, you can't go anywhere on social media without the Ryder. Who gives a crap?
Really? You don't like it at all?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Don't be a grump. It's the Ryder Cup. It's Long Island.
So is that why it's being made a bigger deal? Because it's on Long Island?
No, the Ryder Cup.
Has never happened before?
No, they've had some events out there. But the Ryder Cup is just... Now, listen, if you're not into golf, I get it. But the Ryder Cup is as prestigious a golf event as there is. Some people like the Ryder Cup better than the U.S. Open.
Why? Well, better than the Masters?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's because, number one, it's international. It's us versus them. You know, it's Team Europe versus the United States. And, you know, we've kind of changed things a little bit here because they used to kick our face in for most of it. But, you know, it goes back, I think.
But what if your favorite golfers are European?
Well, then you got a problem. I mean, if you're like an American fan.
This is like the World Baseball Classic of golf to me.
Yeah, if you're like a big Mets Lindor fan, but you're rooting for, you know,
whatever,
Team USA
or
Puerto Rico. I don't know what to tell you, except that when you look at the backdrop there, and I just hope it's not a route. Now, if there is a route, hopefully it's the one we're doing the route in here. But if this thing, either way, this thing, if it's tight between... So the energy, they're going to have 100,000 people, and everybody's going to be lubed up and out of their minds drunk. And it's just, it's a unique stage for golf. Like, you don't see team events in golf. That's why people love it. I love the Ryder Cup.
And so it starts when? Friday?
Starts Friday. They moved up the ceremonies to yesterday. And the other thing, too, is like our team captain is a St. John's guy. Keegan Bradley, who seems to be very, very motivated, like, you know, very patriotic. Real fast, I saw this. Dude, how much you think they're charging just for a regular beer?
I saw it, like $18
$15 for a Mick Ultra. $18 for a 25-ouncer. You're talking about $20 just for a cocktail, like a transfusion.
Are tickets completely sold? Like if I wanted to go, I could get a ticket, or they're sold out?
You can maybe, I mean, at this point, it would be even hard to get a media credential. Like, you know, we know some people we could probably lift up.
I'm just saying.
On the secondary market, sure, but it's up the wazoo.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
With baseball going on, with college football, huge games all weekend.
You
got to
love golf, too. You don't love golf the way I do. Like, if you love golf, you love the Ryder Cup.
Oh, I'd rather watch the majors.
Yeah.
Me personally. Like, I get more into the majors.
I understand what you're saying.
Golf is not a team sport. It's an individual sport.
Well, that's what makes us unique. And you got some bad blood. Rory and DeChambeau have been talking smack. I mean, it gets intense out there. Like, it's little subtleties that you either love or you don't. But there's moments where, you know, guys might have a 1.5-footer or a 2-footer, which is always pick it up, you're good. But there's the gamesmanship. Like, when you make somebody putt out from 2 feet, you're basically saying, screw you. And I know that it does, like, oh, wow, it's so competitive golf. It's so tough. Like, these guys are, but they get animated, and the crowd, the gallery is going to be insane.
So you'll be watching this weekend?
100%. I'll be watching it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Love the Ryder Cup.
More interested in that than the baseball.
It's going to be a tough juggle.
Yeah.
Thank God the Jets play Monday. Like, that does help me a little bit. Monday night, we get that. I mean, listen, if the Yankees already have it wrapped up by Sunday, that changes things. If the Mets are already out of it by Sunday, that changes things. And I'm not saying I'm going to be sitting there for 7 hours straight, but I will be popping in and popping out and clicking the phone as much as I can. I'm into it.
I have about a list of probably at least 5 shows that I would get to before I would even watch a second of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, you're either into it or you're not. Yeah. I've always been into it. And this goes back to, like, you know, Tiger and Phil, like when they didn't really like each
were
other.
Were they on the same team?
Well, they're not even playing.
No, were they on the same team?
They were on the same team a bunch of times. This one we weren't playing well. And was it Freddie Couples? No, it wasn't Couples. The team captain back then made the decision to put them together, even though they didn't like each other.
I
so you're playing like
something.
Best ball. Yeah. No, and I remember this was a big thing. It was like, 2000, 2001. I think it was in Michigan. And Phil rifled one out of bounds, and you see Tiger just glared at him, shooting a look through him like they... It's a dynamic from a team perspective and a country perspective that is unique. I love it, but I know everybody doesn't.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Something else you're probably not going to love.
What?
On Monday, I'm going to have to pay off that bet to Surfside. Because we lost.
You lost.
Well, but
I didn't lose anything.
Fair enough. We had Clem on, and we're going to get him on again on Monday. It was the bet of the NL East, where I thought the Mets were going to win the division. He said the Phillies. A full palette of Surfsides were on the line, and if not, I had to dress up in Phillies gear.
Yeah.
Where you entered the conversation is you gave
him... Yeah, get to drink the Surfside.
And you gave him the idea about Chase Utley. Now, what? We did get... So, this is what you're going to... We got your costume in.
What the hell is this?
You told Clem that I had to dress like Chase Utley, and now I was like, oh, I'll do Phillies thing. And he said, no, you got to do Chase Utley, which I have. I have my Chase Utley
uniform.
You
got the jersey?
Yeah, dude.
Do you have, like, the hair coming out of the back of the
hat?
You
got to
get a little fake wig.
I have the hat, jersey, pants.
Little mullet.
But
the hell is that?
You're going to have to wear this surfside.
For what?
Not now.
Am I wearing it? Why am I involved in this?
I just told you.
Wait, did I tell Clem?
Yeah, he told you. I don't know if you ever agreed to it, but...
Well, then, a deal is it's got to go work. I don't understand what I'm getting pulled.
They sent us the surfside.
Wait, you want me to put it on for a picture?
On Monday, you got to dress in that surfside outfit.
For what? Hoff is always against me, so I don't trust him. If I told Clem that I would do this... Well, then I'll be a man of my word.
Well, I really
just don't remember saying it to Clem because I probably wasn't listening to the conversation.
Wait, shocker.
I got to hear it back.
Were you going to benefit if we did win the Surfsides?
Yes, like I did last time.
Wait, we would have won Surfsides.
Correct.
We lost.
Well, that's the difference.
You say we as the Ryder Cup. No, we as in BT and Sal.
Well, that's the difference.
You brought up Utley. He's the one guy I hate.
Yeah.
You did bring up Utley.
Exactly.
This is your penance. You're going to have to don that Surfside can for the day.
Do you need some help with this? Do you honestly need to jump in and lean in with this? I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Well, so either you or Hoff's got to do it. But
whatever. I'll do it. Who cares? I'll mess around with it.
If you could go back to when Clem was on it.
But are we getting Surfsides out of this?
You guys lost.
We lost.
That's it. That's why I'm mad at the Mets to begin with. No matter what happens, if they make the playoffs or not, Monday I got to come in Chase Utley uniform. The Phillies! Chase Utley ahead of the playoffs. with a good chance of the Mets being out of the playoffs. You know how embarrassing that's going
to
be?
The guy who tried to take out one of your favorite players with a dirty slide at second.
Yeah, that's
second.
Your fault. Clem didn't know any better. He would have been like, oh, yeah, just wear whatever Philly
jersey.
Did
I say that it should be Chase?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I did say.
I don't remember that conversation. Are you sure I was here?
Oh, you?
Yes.
Yeah, you were here. I'm sure.
Dove, you have any memory of this? What am I getting pulled into?
As described.
Really?
Thank you, Dove. Yes. Hmm.
Is that the most painful Philly? I want to make sure at least if I was here that I came up with a good one. I think I did come up with a good one.
Yeah, who's worse than that?
I mean, Ryan Howard used to beat you up a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't hate him the way I hated Chase
Utley. Then good. Then I made the good call.
If they were, right, and that's why you got to wear that shirt.
Right, can. Whatever it takes. I'll step up. Whatever.
I appreciate that, partner. If there were two players that I hate more than anybody else in Major League Baseball, it would be Chase Utley and Roger Clemens. And you suggested to Clem that I have to dress up as Chase freaking Utley.
Well, maybe I'll dress up as Roger Clemens.
Also, I did not anticipate me having to wear this uniform on the day that the Mets would be done.
So we're doing this on Monday?
Monday, no matter what.
We play a little taps. Can we get Diaz's horn? Because he's not going to need it for the postseason, in all probability.
Maybe Diaz be a Yankee next year. Who knows? He's going to probably opt out of that contract. All right,
the things that you put, you see, you put yourself in these positions. You really do.
You do. Fair enough. I thought the Mets were going to win the division. I was wrong. But you brought up Utley. You put me in that position.
Well, I didn't mean to.
You made it worse.
Sorry.
Utley. Oh. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll reset down with the King topic of the day when we come back, and your calls as well.
Every Saturday at 8 a.m., it's Kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti, where the guys break down the biggest headlines and storylines from across the NFL.
I look forward to breaking down that game with you, but I know we do have some NFL news to get into and talk about.
Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on Odyssey, TuneIn, and the iHeartRadio app.
For over 100 years, Sloman's has been your trusted partner in comfort. When it comes to home heating oil, they deliver more than just quality fuel. They deliver peace of mind. With price protection, automatic deliveries, and 24/7 service, their dedicated team is just a call away, ensuring you stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Sloman's, the tri-state's largest heating oil provider, proudly serving their community for generations. Give them a call today at 866-GET-HEAT or visit oil.sloman's.com.
Sunday no longer a fun day? We've got specialists for that. Walking the dog, unleash, knee pain? We've got specialists for that. With 45 Castle Connolly top doctors, Orland & Cohen specialists are considered among the best in the nation by their peers, which can mean a better outcome for you. From Staten Island to Southampton, our network is open 7 days a week, so you can feel better, faster. Visit OrlandCohen.com.
Tulsa is my home now.
Academy Award nominee Sylvester Stallone stars in the Paramount Plus original series, Tulsa King.
This distillery is a very interesting business. And we got to know the enemy.
From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Landman.
What are you saying? I'm a rat! If you think you're going to take me out, it's going to be really difficult.
Tulsa King. New season, now streaming, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's The Road Ahead, brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. The team from the Bronx continues its three-game series against Chicago before finishing the regular season with three games against Baltimore.
You know what they say about judging a book by its cover? Everyone with an addiction has a story to tell. Don't know, don't judge. Addiction is a treatable medical condition. What helps people seek treatment is support. What does not help is shame and stigma. We can all make a difference. Learn how at oasis.ny.gov. The New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports. Every step of the way.
Some things are hard to commit to, like learning how to surf or saving for a family vacation. But one commitment that's easy? Switching to Fios Home Internet with a 5-year price lock guarantee. That means 5 great summers of fast, reliable internet at the same low price.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.